Whoop! Isn't this wonderful? Yet another episode of the Host, the Guest, and the Wardrobe. Last week was the conclusion of Sam Chaplin, who managed to last over an hour in the wardrobe. So thank you for that, and thank you if you persevered and somehow now you're listening again. Or maybe this is your first time and you thought, you know what, I'm going to dip in and listen to episode 18. That sounds like a good place to start. Not that there's any narrative to this show. It's not like there's strands and need to dip in and it's like Twin Peaks. Well, anyway, so this week, it's another one of those weird ones, those crazy ones that I do, that Greg has organised for me so kindly. It's one of those ones where I bring in someone I've never met before and the process is I hide and or I've never spoken to. It's mysterious. Yeah. And I hide, they get in the wardrobe, and we start. As I'm talking now, this is going to be the first time, so I'm going to say hello to them. Hello, are you alive in that wardrobe?
Hello, yes, I am alive, I think.
Okay.
I mean, any of us?
Wow, we're jumping in now, are we?
Sorry.
Is it the heat that's doing this?
Yeah, I'm also drinking in here, which...
Okay, yeah.
Contributing.
What were you drinking?
Thatcher's Gold.
Yes.
Other brands are available.
Yeah, but it's one of the high end ciders.
True. I would recommend it.
Before we get bogged down in cider, what's your name?
I'm Lizzie Simpson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it is one of those ones where it's I
yeah, we've been in a room together.
I know of you.
Yeah.
Don't think we've really talked before.
No.
Okay. I see why Trigger gave me a look. When I said this, someone I never met. Not really. It's in between.
Yeah.
Ah, how fascinating. So how do you find it in the wardrobe, given that it's like 20-odd degrees outside?
Yeah.
And this apartment is terrible. Well, it's just very hot.
Do you ever have those moments where you kind of go, how did I get here? That's happening right now.
Okay. Yeah, I've had that a few times, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it is very, very warm.
I won't mention it again.
No.
Concentrate on something cool, like
the Thatcher's Gold. The crisp taste of Thatcher's Gold.
Yeah, there you go. Mm. There you go. Hopefully they'll sponsor me.
Yeah.
that'll be something. So you're a big cider fan then?
Yeah. If that's one passion in life.
That's good. I like a good cider.
Yeah.
I've gone with Diet Coke today.
Oh.
Yep.
Well.
I gave up fizzy drinks about a year and a half ago.
Alright.
Ruined it. Ruined my streak. Now I'm back on it.
Well, did you try to go cold turkey or did you like ease yourself off it?
No, I just went cold turkey. I just went, none of that anymore. And it was good. No. It was last a year and a half and now, dunno, I was just walking back from shopping and like, you know what?
Was it a conscious decision or was it like just something that...
No, I was very conscious.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. I went in that shop with the intention of coming out with a can of Diet Coke. So that's a great story.
That was wonderful.
What's going on? Like, I know you've been doing a few gigs.
Yeah.
That's a topic that comes up probably one out of every three people who come on this show.
Cause oh, nice.
One out of three people on the show are comedians.
What are the other
just
ones?
Just a little fact for you. Just people of life, like, you know, just wanderers. Oh. And I could probably actually work out. It's probably more than one in three.
Okay.
Two in three?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, like, are they just people you know?
Some of them. As I said, like...
Oh, yeah, of course.
I've had the mysterious guests before.
Yeah.
And that's always fun. To bring them on and just... try and have a conversation with someone I've never met before. Difficult at best of times, but if you throw them in a wardrobe,
yeah,
it's a weird dynamic.
It is. This is a bit surreal.
Yeah. I find that most people seem to just forget that they're in a wardrobe.
Yeah.
Have you turned the lights on?
Yeah, I have one on.
I got one on.
I don't want to get overwhelmed.
Which one did you go for? The one in front?
I went for the middle. I felt like that
makes it
best
light spreads
position.
It out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go for the one in the back. It just feels like
yeah.
I know you just got a shadow in front of you.
No, I want to put. There's some coat hangers here. And if I wanted to put a spotlight on them, I might shine that light. But
yeah, quality coat hangers they are.
Oh, wow. I'm struggling to put the backlight on now.
Don't worry about it. It's not integral to the...
No, it isn't.
Won't affect the audio.
I feel... Oh, no. This isn't happening.
That's okay. But that's all right. So, yeah, you do comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's that's a place to start.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, no, I joined the Lincoln Comedy Society, which you do have connections with, in September. And I went in and I wasn't intending kind of to do stand-up. It just kind of happened to me. Like I went to one of their gigs and the next day I wrote some. And
right.
Clearly, nice. I don't know how to describe it. Like it was just suddenly something switched on and I had some material and yeah. And then I showcased it and now we're here in a cupboard.
Well, that's good. Like it's nice to know the Comedy Society inspired someone.
Yeah. I mean,
that's fine. Yeah. I can have a dig at the Comedy Society.
Yeah, no, true.
I've got that right too.
Yeah.
Once a member, you know, all the rest, you know the saying.
Yeah.
What's that? Once a president. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forget that.
I didn't actually know that.
Yeah, just I took it over. Basically ran the ship myself. But you know, it wasn't a great year. move on.
Yeah, okay, we'll move on.
Yeah, move on quick.
But yeah, no, I mean, it might have been like, I hope a little bit of me, it wasn't that I thought I could do better. I think it was that I just was kind of like, I want to do that. And
that's good. I have seen some of your shows and I've really enjoyed them.
Yeah, cheers.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's good.
Yeah.
Any other passions though? Because like, we can talk about comedy for the whole show, but
yeah.
I feel like, I like to get into what people do that you might not expect them to. Because
yeah.
People listening to the show will be like, oh, yeah, Lizzie Simpson. She does comedy.
I do.
But what does she do that people don't know about?
The first thing I was going to tell you was something that most people know about me is that I've done it now, but I was doing an English literature degree.
Okay.
Yeah, so I like my books.
Favourite book?
I hate that question.
Right, so that's what you said. Because that's all you do in English literature. The whole degree is working out, right, I'm going to read this book, and by the end of it, you just say, your dissertation is just, this is my favourite book.
And I didn't write about books for my dissertation, so.
Oh, what did you do?
I wrote a script.
Okay.
I wrote a sitcom pilot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can do that in English. They don't give a crap. But
one of those degrees.
Yeah.
I did one.
Wait, which one was yours?
I did media production.
Yeah.
But I was one of those students who were like, I actually did a bit of media before coming to uni. So,
yeah.
I actually have a passion for this. And then by second year, I was like, what have I done? Like, it's not going to get me a job, is it?
Yeah. I mean, that's not the first story I've heard from a media production student.
No.
So.
No, it won't be the last.
No. I'm sure.
What was the script then? Like, what was the sitcom?
It was about, like, it was called, well, I pronounce it, it was called Totally High. It's...
Totally High? Is that like a spin on Totally?
Yes.
Right.
Quite. It's a very, like, subtle kind of,
You didn't do English language.
No. I spell it with an I, just to, at the end, instead of Y.
Okay.
To like, throw people off.
Oh, what's this about then?
It's about these kids who, they're teenagers, and they, their school bans energy drinks, because this actually happened in my school. They didn't ban, like, fizzy drinks or, like, sugary drinks. They just banned energy drinks specifically.
Oh, I misheard what you said. I thought you said their school bans... Like, as in a band.
Oh, no.
Like, is fizzy drinks. And I was like, odd name for a band, but go with it.
Yeah. No, the school prohibits, if that makes it clearer, energy drinks. And so what one of them ends up doing is setting up, like, an underground kind of business, speakeasy kind of thing, where he, like, sells them on in bulk. And,
okay.
And shit happens, and, like, they get in trouble with the law. Which is just school teachers.
Okay, okay, settle down, people. Settle down. We've announced that from this day forward, fizzy drinks are banned. No, well, all of them. What about 7-Up? Yep, that's a fizzy drink that is banned. What about Tango? Again, yeah, fizzy drink, it's banned. What about some sparkling water? Is that banned? Sparkling water. Sparkling water, is that? We're not bad. Sparkling water is the exception. Get the. I love sparkling water, me. It's great. I'm so glad we're gonna keep it. Sparkling water. Sparkling water. Sparkling water. Whatever that was. What a coincidence that you said that your sitcom was about banning fizzy drinks. And I've broken right. That ban on myself just now. Not intentional. You can't write this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you can.
Yeah. Okay. I can have a go. Well, I'm glad you broke the chains of your self-oppression.
Yeah, well, it was healthy.
Yeah, I suppose.
Tomorrow I'm going to be like, right, back on here.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds really interesting, though. So, like, how well did that go?
It went all right. I got a high 2-1.
That's good.
Yeah, which I hadn't been able to do with my creative writing
much.
Yeah, they didn't like it. They don't
well,
like it.
That's the thing, though. Like, with anything like that, I'm one of those people that's like, yeah, but you can't really grade something creative, you know. Even though I'm doing a degree, which is exactly for that. But, you know, even though it's an excuse to myself, I still believe in that. Yeah, that sounds really good. I've got a question for you, just out of the blue. If you had to name an island with nature on it, what would you call it? It's got nature. It's like an island.
Okay. The problem is, whenever I get like a game where you might have an island and you have to name it. So like SimCity or Tomodachi Life or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I always name it Coney Island with a K because I think I'm hilarious. But I realized
that was 2012.
Yeah, it's a bit outdated. And so my instinct was to say, oh yeah, Coney Island with a K. But thinking about it now, I'm gonna go for something different. So wait, describe the island again.
It's got nature.
It's got nature. That's it.
Yeah, it's got nature.
Yeah, I mean, because I might have to be an English literature nerd now, and I probably name it after a poet who liked nature.
Okay.
Because there's an awful lot of them. So, I don't know whether I'd just call the island, like, Wordsworth's Island, but that would be my instinct, to find a literary...
Yeah, just go for someone you inspire... Yeah. To and yeah, just call it after them. There's a lot of places called after people.
Yeah, so, yeah. Exactly.
There you go. I think what like Gregor was the one who brought this question up, just to clarify, because I think what we wanted to go for was a factual based one, like an actual existing island. But because you're an English literature like student, you went for the old. I'll make one up and go with that.
Yeah,
which I think is a far better answer.
Oh,
so.
I mean, yeah, I don't always go for the straight. I always kind of go around something.
Who wants to do that? That sounds boring.
Yeah. Good. I'm sorry. I'm realizing quite how warm it is in here now.
Yeah.
It might be the drink.
Ignore that. What would your like? So you're graduating now.
Yes, well, my last exam was on Friday, so...
So, what's going to be the job that you really want to get? That one that's... Yes, if I could get this, that's me.
I really love doing stand-up, and, like, if it did happen, I would be over one. I don't really have a set job, but if I could be one thing, I think I'd choose to be, like, a writer, like a television writer.
Okay, that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
comedy,
comedy TV
trying to
writer.
Say the word,
yeah.
like comedy, comedy.
Like, my dream is to kind of, instead of, like, having a really successful series that lasts, like, season after season, I'd like to have one that gets cut off early and gets cancelled and
becomes
then...
becomes a cult.
That's a much cooler story than...
I mean, the first, like, 10 years or so after you've made that will be very depressing. But the kick you get out of it when it's like, this has got a cult following now.
When it suddenly takes off.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have pride. Like, you don't want to be Chuck Law. You want to be whoever wrote Arrested Development. I forget who wrote Arrested Development.
A couple of dudes. Probably a couple of white dudes, I imagine.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
they never get a
show. I've seen some political shows, and they're like, ooh. Have you ever noticed that Hollywood is just a bunch of white dudes? You can't.
Yeah.
So that's how I worked it out.
I'm glad.
That's a great show, though. Oh, I love that.
What, Arrested Development?
Yeah.
No, I think it's probably one of my favorites, or it has been over the years.
What did you think of season 4? Controversial season.
I like you. You have to watch all of it. Like, you can't, it's not an, it's a grower. I don't know, like, it's a slow burn. Yeah. And it works on a whole rather than with individual episodes.
Yeah, I liked it. I know a lot of people didn't agree with it, but I think...
Yeah.
I think it worked in its own way. Obviously, it's very different from the others, but...
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But, like, this like some gags in it, though, single gags, did make me cry. I haven't watched it in a while, but I think it was Tobias's story. Is that kind of the bits of that come together and the individual gags with that kind of showed, like, I felt that that was like, oh, that's your level, like you've got your level back. And yeah, I really like this sort of season 4. I might be in the minority.
I liked it as well.
Yeah.
Who wants to be in the majority anyway? That's
yeah exactly,
probably those who want to actually succeed.
I mean,
that's something. So you got a favorite film?
No, this
just
is
along
another
those
one
lines, you know. Just
I really struggle to kind of pick films. I don't know why. I think I'm very. Is it weird to say I'm a series person?
No,
because like
why they... would it take? Why?
Yeah, I do. No, I do like films, but the ones I tend to like, they're either like teen comedies from when I was like really young that I loved. So like. I would say something like Clueless or 10 Things I Hate About You or something. Yeah. But if it's not on those grounds, they're usually, because I'm a bit pretentious, so every Oscar season I will be in the cinema watching, trying to watch every picture.
You don't want
to
be amongst your friends and they're like, oh, have you seen Moonlight? No, oh shit, I didn't watch it. You got to keep up. You got to keep up.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to make an assumption. I reckon you... are one of the people who are skeptic about the Oscars, because I am.
Yeah.
But I do watch like most of the Oscars, not because I'm like,
right,
that's got Oscar worthy written on it.
Yeah.
But because I just happen to keep up with all that kind of buzz around it. So it's
I mean, there's this that we care about it because it's kind of a part of our like cultural existence, and the reason it's kind of put up as important is because it's the Academy, and the thing is the Academy has a lot of faults because you know if they're made up of a certain group of people, let's say white straight men, and the way to get into Academy is to have an award, it means that they will look for films that they see themselves in and things that they like. So you know, it's got a lot of actors in it, the Academy. So the films that do well tend to be character pieces, and tend to be quite like self-reflective kind of thing. So that's the kind of stuff that gets through. And so when this was, you know, I personally think the call for representation is important, because you know you don't want the films that are kind of put on a pedestal to be entirely reflective of only one group. And the film industry will be stronger with better representation.
Definitely, I think. Yes, I agree with that. Let's get a hashtag going. Something like Oscars so white.
I mean, yeah, no, I think it'll be really original.
Are you a film buff? Do you always want to be watching the latest films and making sure that you're aware of the best and you're keeping up with award season? But you're like, oh, how am I supposed to keep up with all of them? Don't worry anymore, because now there's a new streaming service which just shows Oscar-winning, Oscar-nominated films. So now you'll never be behind on any of them, and you'll keep up constantly with them, and it's almost as though you're relevant and you stay relevant and you're picking the best ones. What a performance from Leo. About time, am I right? Hashtag that. I didn't run out of things to say. That's not true.
Sorry.
Got any other passions that you do comedy?
Yeah.
Just on English literature.
Yeah.
Looking to go out in that world now.
Yeah.
What is that?
Oh.
How does that make you feel? Oh, God.
Oh.
Chuck her in a really hot wardrobe and then tell her. Talk to her about.
Give me alcohol.
You've got the alcohol, it's fine. Just took a sip of it then.
Yeah, I did.
That just cold.
Crispy. I really don't know what I'm doing at the moment, because I have this master's I'm applying for, but I've got like half the application done, and I can't bring myself to finish.
What's
it?
What's the master's?
Because, script writing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, in Bournemouth.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is quite far.
That's quite big for the old media over in Bournemouth.
Yeah, it really is, and I mean, I've heard really good things about it, but it would mean being quite far away, and masters are very hard and intense.
Yeah.
So I kind of, I think I will eventually apply for it and decide whether I want to go. But if I don't, I really don't know what my plans are. I might, I do kind of, I live quite close to London.
Okay.
I live in Milton Keynes.
All right, yeah.
I've
heard of it.
So, yeah. Oh, well, you'll be surprised. I came to the north expecting people to know. Well, I count this as the north, but that's because I'm quite southern.
That whole
Midlands.
Debate just infuriates me.
Yeah.
What a waste of time.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, is it north or is it Midlands? It's
North Midlands.
Well, it's,
can it be both?
It can be both. It can be whatever you want it to be. It's, yeah. As long as it's not south.
Yeah.
It's not. Well, that's
yeah.
It's just a whole debate that I'm like, I don't care.
It's
silly.
Yeah. No, I'm just kind of, I'm expecting, like, I might try to, sorry, I've lost it now, try to look at the London comedy scene.
Yeah.
I can expect it's quite, I worry it's too saturated.
Oh, it will
be. You know,
be.
Everyone goes to London, everyone wants to try it in London. You know, how do you stand out? But I won't know unless I try. So I think over this summer, I might.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. See how
I think
it works.
It's what everyone kind of thinks. Oh, I should go to London if I want to actually take comedy seriously.
Yeah.
I know a couple of people have done it and they're doing all right. So it's you should definitely go and try it.
Yeah. I mean, I might come out of it and go now.
Yeah. Well,
no, it's too much.
Well, at least it's that. Like, you'll be at least be right. Is this actually what I want to do?
Yeah.
And then you can either go, you know what, yes, or actually no, I'm gonna go do my master's.
Yeah. I like how my backup is. I'll spend 10 grand.
Well, what?
But I'd actually really love to do a master's. I think it would, be good. I want to do it in the right place.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, yeah.
Which? How? What about the film Alien?
Oh, I feel like you've had some information.
No, not at all.
But yeah, I do love the film.
That's
Alien.
Great.
I mean, I love. The first Alien.
Yeah. Have you seen the most recent one?
I have.
Okay.
I'm scared now.
I have big things about that. What's your opinions on it?
I really I really find hard to articulate what I found wrong with it. I do feel like Ridley, I feel like he keeps trying to do the same plot over and over again. And like, that's the thing with Ridley Scott. But it was also it was a little bit Michael Fassbender getting off with him. I mean, I say a little bit. It was massively Michael Fassbender getting off with himself for, like, I mean, those parts were interesting. Like, the kind of things they bring up with it in terms of, like, kind of who gets to create. You know, I thought, like, the philosophical argument behind it was interesting. But everything else was either really, like, just alien by number, which, you know, they kind of perfected in the first film. And then this, and
they were trying it again.
Yeah. But then you had the weird Michael Fassbender middle section, and then a little bit of, I mean, if I do have one critique of Alien, and this might just come from the woman's perspective, is that, like, I love Ripley. I love that she kind of has agency, and it's her really in the end that is fighting the alien, and but she, there is this one scene, you know, the one scene where she's suddenly in her underwear.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I can kind of, I forgive Alien for that scene for just be kind of being Alien, but with Alien Covenant there was just this bit of kind of gratuitous nudity that.
Oh, yep, I know the bit you mean.
Yeah, and it was just kind of like, don't have sex because you will die.
But I mean. I'm gonna.
That probably wasn't the biggest problem with the movie. Oh, that was just something that I.
No, but it's just one of many. And I don't want to get into it too much because for those listening now, tune in for a special.
a special
that I will be doing soon on Alien Covenant, full of spoilers, and I will be getting out my rage. And God, I've been holding on to that rage for weeks. But yeah, it's just a little clue as to my feelings on that. But oh man, I love the first Alien. It was so good.
Yeah, what I really love about the first Alien is it's isolated, and like it happens entirely on the ship, so you feel that sense of tension and stuff. But with the new one, because it happened, like, and Prometheus as well, it's happening on the planet. Like, there isn't that same build up and tension.
Nah, it's just he went the wrong way. He tried to rescue it. He's still hanging on to it. That's a big old shame.
I mean,
what else can we talk about, Lizzie Simpson?
I'm trying to think what I do.
What do you do? Like, you do comedy.
Yeah.
You've just done an English literature degree.
Yeah.
You like films.
Yeah.
Then
I do.
Again, who doesn't really?
True. It's not,
imagine that. Like, oh, hi. What do you do? Oh, I just like films. Oh, great. Well, we can talk.
I love when people kind of say, like, I like it when someone has a sense of humour. And I'd love the idea of someone I prefer someone completely humourless. Yeah. Like,
you know, someone might be out there that's like that. You can't. Yeah. They probably don't really talk.
I can't be too presumptuous.
If you had to describe yourself in one sentence, that sentence would be... Good start. Very good start.
I hesitate, and I like cats.
Boom. There we go. Put that on your gravestone. Hey, maybe not your gravestone. Put it on your Twitter bio. There you go.
Yeah, that's.
Maybe that was a bit of a leap.
No. My Twitter bio used to just be Ginger.
Ginger.
Yeah, it just said Ginger, and I took inspiration from David Baddiel, whose Twitter bio is just Jew.
Right, yep.
And that's all it is.
David Baddiel is Jewish.
Yes, so. He is Jewish, and but I wouldn't know unless I read his Twitter bio. Oh, yeah. Of course. I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah.
So do you have cats? Related.
I do have cats. Yeah, nice.
You do have cats. What kind of cats? Are they like small? Kittens.
One of them's 20 years old.
That's getting on, isn't it?
Yeah, he looks like you have, like, you know, like Labyrinth.
Well, the film.
Yeah, the film Labyrinth. Right, yeah. Yeah, he looks like something from that.
Okay,
like
right.
Like a Jim Henson's puppet.
Okay.
And he's very, very old.
Yeah,
but
I had a cat that was about that old. Yeah, she died. They do.
Yeah, they. It's kind of It's kind of getting to the point where I'm a bit like, you're in.
Yeah.
You're not making it, mate.
It's always.
Yeah.
But cats are great though. I love.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I have one that I stole off the streets of Lincoln as well.
Oh. This stole. Yeah, this,
well, I.
Right. He was just wandering the streets.
Oops, sorry. Yeah, he. He followed my friend home when we were really drunk, and we took him in, and we looked for the owners for quite a while, but they never came forward, and everyone else kind of rang up the parents saying, "Oh, we found this cat, can we keep him?" And everyone else's parents went, "No," and I phoned up, and my parents were like, "Yeah, right."
There you go.
So I got attached to this cat, and then took it back because it was a 2-hour drive. That he endured. Oof. He wasn't very brave. He kept meowing. Yeah. But now he lives at home and at my
That's
home
great.
And he likes to beat up the very old
the
cat.
What?
Yeah, he
what
likes
do you mean?
He's very young cuz he was a kitten when we found
right.
him, whereas my other cat is very old and I think he doesn't understand that he can't.
Oh, so he's trying to play with him, but
the
old cat's just like me. I just want, I'm just chilling here. Could you get on my head?
Exactly.
Stop clawing at my head, for Christ.
Yeah, I've seen that on his face. In his vocals as well. but sometimes they're nice with each other. He's still dominant, the older cat, which is surprising. The hierarchy is still there. But
you gotta have a hierarchy, even in cats.
You do. That's how you, establish. Yeah, so I did steal a cat in Lincoln.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's something to do. One of your hobbies.
Yeah, it is actually. I have a few more Lincoln cats, but I'm not taking those ones.
Okay. Right, so you've been in the wardrobe for half an hour now. Any other thoughts on it? So it got harder.
Yes. I don't know whether that's
psychological.
Yeah.
No, it's very hot.
Yeah. No, I think it didn't quite occur to me how hot it was getting.
Right. Well, we're getting to the end, really.
Okay.
Have you got anything you would like to say? Anything you'd like to plug? Anything? Whatever you want it to be.
Yeah. I mean, I'm leaving Lincoln in a week, so no, I don't have anything to plug.
I just want to say goodbye, Lincoln.
Yeah, I do, and I've really enjoyed my time here. Not just in this.
What's your Twitter?
Wardrobe. It's at Lizzie did a thing.
Lizzie did a thing.
Yeah.
All one word.
Yes.
Of course. That's your Twitter handle. There you go.
Yeah. It's mostly either political or shit posting.
This sounds like a Twitter.
Yeah. So
go to that, people. Go on that. Tell you what you can also do on Twitter. You can go to @HGWpod and coincidentally that's the Twitter for this show. you can at us and go, "Well done, mate." And then we can talk and stuff and we can go past 35 tweets that I've got on there. That's just me going, "Hi, listen to the show." Thank you, Lizzie, for being on the show.
No problem.
Hope it didn't get too hot. Did you manage to get through that Thatcher's Gold?
Not quite. But I'm sure I will.
Yeah, well, excellent. Thank you, and goodbye, everyone.
Bye. Yeah. Thanks, bye.
That was the show.
Cheers.